Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me today. It's my pleasure to continue to broadcast from beautiful downtown Birmingham, Alabama, at the Chamber of Commerce building, in the Chamber of Commerce offices, as a guest of the great Chamber of Commerce of Birmingham, Alabama. You know, folks, you know how big a supporter I am of Chambers of Commerce. Next year will be my 30th year as a member of a Chamber of Commerce. I started when I was only 7. And so I'm excited about that, but I'm also excited about being here. It's an honor for me to be part of the festivities today as the Birmingham Chamber of Commerce recognizes all these entrepreneurs you've been meeting, including the one sitting in front of me, the lovely lady Allison Taylor, who's an attorney with Maynard Cooper and Gale here in Birmingham, Alabama. Allison, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Thank you. It's good to have you here.
Oh, it's great to be here.
Now, how long is it going to be before it says Maynard, Cooper, Gale, and Taylor?
A long time.
A long time?
Yes, that's one of the trends that law firms are getting away from. It becomes difficult when there's too many names.
Right.
And answering the phone becomes quite a challenge. So.
Now they just basically say law offices. They get tired of saying the names. Okay, I got to ask you this question.
Sure.
Now, we love lawyers. We love lawyers. I have lots of lawyer friends.
I'm so glad to hear that.
Small business owners can't do without lawyers. We have to have lawyers. Typically, we don't see a lot of lawyers getting entrepreneurship awards.
Right.
Now, you're being recognized as one of the entrepreneurs. Tell us how that happened.
I have been part of the Entrepreneur Roundtable program here. I'm on Roundtable number 6 for 3 or 4 years. When they nominated me...
What is an Entrepreneur Roundtable?
The Entrepreneur Roundtable is a program here at the Birmingham Chamber of Commerce where you have a group of generally closely held business owners in different types of businesses who come together, and they really function as a support group for each other.
Like a mastermind group.
It's almost like having an advisory board of directors. Mm-hmm. And so we talk about whatever issues people need to talk
about.
Very
smart. And the Chamber of Commerce has pulled this together,
right?
Absolutely. Yes, folks, that chamber's out there, this is a great thing for you to do.
It is. It's a wonderful
Don't you
program.
Recommend all chambers try to do this?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Confidentiality is key.
Confidentiality is key.
No competitors on the same group.
When someone new comes into our group, basically we review the applications and make the call on whether or not we think they're
And when they leave, you do the little men in black flashy thing, right?
Yeah, we erase everything, absolutely, in a split second.
Okay.
But as part of that entrepreneurial roundtable, I've gotten to know some really great business owners. I've worked with them professionally, several of them, and they decided they wanted to nominate me for this award this year. And they called to ask me that question, and I said, "Well, I really appreciate that. I'm speechless and honored, and all those sorts of things. But don't you think that's a bit of an odd duck?" And the response to me was, "Absolutely not. I think you're more of an entrepreneur than most people walking around claiming to be." And that's one of the things that they say. My group has indicated that I've taught them is that lawyers really, because the industry's changed.
They're small business owners.
Lawyers are not just service providers anymore.
Right.
They don't just perform the legal services.
You've got products to offer. You've got a brand to deliver.
Absolutely.
You've got quality service. You've got enough competition that you need folks to not only do business with you, but to come back.
Yeah, and I think it's the competition that has really, I think, perhaps caused a change somewhat in the practice of law. Lawyers have to focus on entrepreneurial issues, business issues, more today than they did 20 years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, speaking of that, how do you work with small business owners in your practice?
I do.
You guys do a lot of financial planning, tax work,
we
right?
We do, and that's what I do. And I'm actually sort of the entrepreneur for entrepreneurs, if that makes sense. But my bulk of my practice is with closely held business owners, handling business issues as well as personal issues. But
what do you think about the state of small business based on the people you've seen?
I think there is a tremendous amount of creativity out there. I'm constantly amazed at the ideas that these people, conjure up at night or in the shower or wherever those things come to them. I also think that from an economic standpoint, small businesses seem to be doing very well. I think that the economy has been...
The last two or three years have been a lot better than the previous two or three.
Yes, we went.
And the ones who were still in business are doing well because they survived.
They did. They made some changes. They tweaked some things and did what they had to do to get through some rough times. Mm-hmm. But those that have survived, I think, would survive again.
See, that's what I think is different about this era than, say, the 90s. There were a lot of people who were in business in the 90s who probably didn't deserve to be in business.
Right.
And they were being successful in spite of themselves because it was such a wacky marketplace.
Yes. The market was supporting
anything.
Anything.
And now you've got to have a business model. You've got to have your cornflakes together.
Yeah. You know. And you've got to be willing to make hard decisions. I was talking to someone a couple of days ago, and her business is going through some changes.
Mm-hmm.
And she's having to make some cutbacks, some layoffs and that sort of thing. And we were just talking about how difficult that is, particularly around this time of year.
Yep.
And she said, I guess that's just what I have to do to save the jobs for the other people.
That's exactly right.
And one of the things I talk to clients about is I view a business as a living thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's born and it can die. And
that's
if you don't nurture it and protect it and
that's right. That's exactly right.
Mentor it.
It has a culture. It has a personality. Okay,
absolutely.
I've got about a minute. What's some tax advice you want to give us?
Tax advice?
Yeah. Tax planning advice, whatever. What should we be thinking about between now and the end of the year? Give us some tips.
Retirement contributions.
Right.
Make sure that you've maxed out on those.
Maybe establish one if you haven't got one going yet.
Establish one.
What's a good one to start for if you're a small business?
If you're a small business, you could just do something like a Roth IRA if you wanted to do something personal or a regular IRA.
What about SEP?
You could do a SEP also.
Is it not too late to get that started this year?
You could do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
If we knew,
it would be hard.
If we knew the right person.
If you knew the right person.
If I came to see you, you could make it happen. Right?
Sure. Absolutely.
You want to give us the website for your law firm?
Sure. It's www.maynardcooper.com.
Maynardcooper.com in the beautiful city of Birmingham, Alabama.
Absolutely.
Allison, thank you for being here. Congratulations.
Thank you.
On being nominated as an Entrepreneur of the Year. This is exciting. I'm looking forward to being with you later today.
Great. Thank you, Jim.
Allison Taylor, ladies and gentlemen. Now, folks, we got more to come. We got some other folks coming up here, some other entrepreneurs on the way, and we're going to be talking to them, including, remember David Scher. David is a friend of ours. He's a member of our Brain Trust. He's actually a nominee for this, too, and he'll be back. He'll be on the show a little bit later on. It's almost 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me. I'll be right back from Birmingham, Alabama.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.